Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Bill Maris is the founder and CEO of GV. It's a venture capital firm backed by Google, and GV has more than $2 billion in its investment portfolio. GV is actually the second business Maris has started. The first, Burly.com, was one of the first web hosting companies in the country, and Maris founded it in the late 90s in Burlington, Vermont. Yesterday, Maris spoke at Middlebury College, talking to students and faculty about entrepreneurship, innovation, and Vermont. I met up with him just before his talk, and I asked him what thoughts arose walking the familiar paths of his alma mater.
The first thing I think of is how cold it is, and so I'm reminded of that. But inevitably, especially as a new father of a 7.5-month-old, you can't help but think about the passage of time and how it just went by in just a blink, and what it would be like to be back. And not much has changed looking around aesthetically, which is makes it even easier to picture.
What did you spend your time doing when you were here?
For the first 2 years, studying really hard. I was a neuroscience major, and I felt like I was always behind, so I was trying to catch up. And then I sort of learned the greatest trick of college, which is to take professors and not classes. And then I was able to take some wonderful classes and build some great relationships with some professors and really thrive, I feel like, in the last couple of years.
So you founded GV in 2009. Did your background in neuroscience help, or was this a complete departure? I mean, you'd done other stuff in the meantime, but does a background in neuroscience and then starting your own businesses lead to a good person to run a venture capital firm?
Well, it remains to be seen if I'm a good person to run a venture capital firm. But if we make that assumption, I think everything is related. Everything's intertwined. And the older I get and the more time that passes, that sort of becomes clearer and clearer. And so you can boil it down to really basic things like the scientific method and how do you approach a problem and answer a question. But I think the same things that helped me in science helped me in my current job, which is just remembering, trying to remember to be humble, and that this is, like all things in life, a people business.
Well, tell me a little bit about your overarching philosophy for GV.
It's evolved over time. About 40% of our dollars over the last couple of years have gone into life science companies, which relates to your other question about my background. So I think even in ways that aren't that obvious to me now that I think about it, it does push me in that direction. I'd like to see our fund invest in things that make a difference for people and for patients in this case.
Patients, and you talk about the importance of clean water, sort of health in general as being part of one of the main things that you really want to focus on, just because you're a good guy and you want people to have clean air and clean water?
I would put it in a different context. I would say I'm an incredibly fortunate, lucky person, and I think many of us are. And I think one way to acknowledge that imperfectly and repay is to try and do things with your time, which is your most valuable asset, that will reflect well on you and your family. And I don't always succeed at that, but I try as hard as I can. And I think it's not set out to be a good guy, but it's set out to try and do the right things.
You manage a $2 billion portfolio, and you were given seed money and the go-ahead from Google. Is the idea here that your bosses basically just trust your instincts and trust your taste, and you get to invest in anything that you want that seems cool and doable?
It's been years in the making. It started out just me at a shared desk space with just an idea that we had come up with to start a venture fund. And over time, trust has been built. And it's not just me. There's 70 people on the team, and we make decisions as much as possible collaboratively. That doesn't mean it's a democracy, but it means that we try to understand various points of view and make good decisions that we feel good as we can all stand behind as a group. It's really the 69 other people at GV that do the vast majority of the work. And there are key moments that I'm there to help break a tie or make a decision.
Sure, and I get that. But that being said, when you started, you weren't somebody who had 20 years in venture capital. You were, 12 years out of college. And you had started a web hosting platform that went really big. But that was your experience doing your own startup, so sort of seeing it from the other side. And I guess Google invested in you in the same way that you invest in others. And here's some money, here's some seed money, and we'll see what happens, and we can help direct you if you want that. But it wasn't like you were the surgeon who had done a residency and done all of this stuff and then slowly worked your way up to the head of the hospital. This was a pretty big leap.
I had absolutely no business getting the job that I got. I had probably no business getting into Middlebury, very little business being the CEO of an internet company during the dot-com boom. And my history is one of being in roles that I'm not qualified for, but I try hard and try to make the most of those opportunities. And in this case, I think it was a strength to not be kind of steeped in the venture background and the traditional way of doing things, which 75% of venture funds lose money. And so doing it the average way, being one of those 75%, probably wouldn't have helped us. And so in this case, that ignorance was bliss.
Given that 75% do lose money, how do you measure success? How do you measure whether you're doing a good job? Is it just return on investment, or are there other factors that are equally as important?
Well, if we're talking about work, I think one way to measure success would be to ask, for me to ask my colleagues and the people that I work with, are we doing a good job? Are you proud of the work that we're doing? Is there a great opportunity for you here? Are you learning a lot? Am I learning a lot? I think that's one way to measure internally how we're doing. And externally, the most basic measure is, are we generating a positive return? And that's kind of the boiled down goal of any venture fund. We want to generate a return, but how do you go about doing that? There's lots of ways to accomplish a thing. And in our case, we want to do it in a way that we can be proud of. Invest in companies that we believe in their mission, or entrepreneurs that we think share our values. And if they start to veer, to try and share and influence in a way so we get to a more positive outcome. On the life science side, it's a lot easier, because at the end of the day, there are people alive who wouldn't be alive because of the companies and the work those companies, the companies we invested in, some of the work that they've done. And that's very gratifying. And that's probably the most gratifying measure.
So in a situation like what's happening right now with Nest and Revolve, which, you know, so Nest is going to shut off some of these devices that people have paid a couple hundred for, and that was an organization that you invested in. How do you deal with that kind of negative publicity? Does it reflect at all on your business, or do you say, look, we're not the business, we're just helping, you know, guide it and give it some money?
So the case of Nest is not a portfolio company of ours anymore. It got acquired. But in the case of a portfolio company, and this happens all the time with 300 companies, where something happens or something gets done that isn't exactly the best thing. And we don't control the companies. And it's really important for us to remember our role, which is we can't force anyone to do anything. We're minority shareholders, but we have a voice and an influence. And part of our responsibility is to share our values. And in almost all cases, the entrepreneur is coming to us saying, what have you done in the past when something like this occurred? Because they're often young people who haven't faced this kind of public criticism, et cetera, before. So crisis management, we have a team of people who help companies figure out what to do when things go wrong. And the first thing to do is don't panic. In almost all situations, that's good advice. And that's kind of where we start. And we try and walk through. Part of the strength of GV is we've had a lot of people who were at Google before, and Google has made a lot of mistakes. And so we try to remember that history to try and help entrepreneurs at least make new ones and kind of learn from them.
I understand your first investor in Burly, which you started in Burlington, the web hosting platform, was Ray Pecor, who many Vermonters will know as the owner of the Lake Monsters baseball team. And you've said before that his investment strategy or his attitude with you has influenced the way you try to operate in your career. How so?
Ray and Trey. It was both of them. Trey runs the Lake Champlain Transportation Company, and he's a dear friend of mine and his family as well. And it had a stunning influence, because when I went to meet with them, and I was just a young person with a plan, an idea, starting a company in my apartment, and they liked what they saw, and they just made a bet and basically said, let's shake on it. And once we shake on it, we have a deal. The deal doesn't change. Doesn't matter what the paperwork says, but this is the deal. Do we have an agreement? And we shook on it. And the money they invested showed up before the deal was done. And that kind of trust in some ways could be taken advantage of. But at least in this case, for me and for them, it was such a vote of confidence. And there was so much integrity in the way that they conducted themselves and that they treated me like an adult, like a grown-up, and that it caused me to aspire to be more maybe than I was. And that was a real turning point just for me as a person, not just as an entrepreneur.
So when you come back to Middlebury and you speak to this new generation of 18, 19, 20-year-olds who are enthusiastic and going to change the world, and you talk about Silicon Valley and investing and entrepreneurship, what do you tell them?
What I'm going to talk about is what you referred to when we started, which is to get from where I was to where I am, there's no map. And I don't know where it's going. It's just embracing that change as much as possible, because you know what? It's coming regardless, and it goes by so quickly that it's really, for me, comes down to now, at this point in my life, slowing down and trying to appreciate that and the people around me, and you mentioned Ray and Trey, that sort of thing, and really taking stock of the fact for our class of 97, the theme was a sense of place, and Vermont has a real sense of place. And when you go from a place like this to, say, Silicon Valley, which is much larger, bustling, etc., the same things are important. Treating people the right way, trying to have character, finding mentors that you can aspire to spend time with and learn from. And if you have too much of a plan, go to Middlebury, go to business school, then life will be boring. And if life is boring, then you're sad, and no one wants to be sad. So don't follow the plan too much. Embrace the change.
You must get a million people now who come up to you every year and say, I've got this great investment mm-hmm. for you. So do you have a good line to gently steer them away?
The best line is the truth. And the truth is, there are lots of people with great ideas. I have a great idea for this box that I push a button and I can control time. I have a great idea that I'll flap my arms and fly around like a bird. There are lots of people with great ideas. The idea isn't the important part. Ideas are actually really cheap. It's the execution. So it's great that you have an idea, but you actually have to execute on it, because there are a lot of people that had an idea for an app where you push a button and a car shows up and drives you around. But there's really only one group that really is executing on it.
That would be Uber, one of the things that you invested in.
I wasn't going to give the plug, but you did. Yes, that is one of our investments. But you could take any company and think of that. It's about execution. And in any business that's successful, or any entrepreneur that is, it's about the doing, not so much the saying. So show us something. Don't tell us something. That's really the important part. And I think that bears out in life, not just in entrepreneurship.
Bill Maris is the founder and CEO of GV, a venture capital firm funded by Google. He graduated from Middlebury College in 1997 and spoke there last night.